Hi there, this is Carrie with Idea Girl Media, and I have a tip for you today that I hope will be a really groovy one for you. So here we are, it's 2012, the economy is really tough, and we all like to save a couple bucks, and we all like to get things for free. But what I want to tell you is that free website that's out there that's kind of, you know, looking all delicious and tempting, that free website is not free, and here's why. The free host is actually letting you rent your space, your online real estate from them, and so what happens is all of the potential Google love is shared with that website. So even WordPress.com, you're not necessarily getting all that Google love or the Google juice that you deserve. They're getting at least some of it, if not a majority of it. Even Facebook, you know, that's rented real estate. That is an outpost for you. You really need to have an owned domain where you own your website name and you arrange for hosting. And you need to have a self-owned, self-hosted website that is a place where you control all the decisions. No one like Facebook or any big named social network space can make the decisions for you. You control all of it. So if you want to write a blog post, great. If you want to host delicious pictures, great. That's your decision. And really, I pay no more than about $126 a year to host my website. And if I do my job well enough, it really ends up breaking even because what's happening is I get all that Google juice. I get all the Google love. So please, free websites are not free. They actually cost you in the long run, if not money, that's going to cost you tons of time. So this is Carrie with Idea Girl Media. Remember, free websites are not free. I can be reached at ideagirlmedia.com. On Twitter, I'm at ConnectU, and I help business brands, nonprofits, and political candidates achieve social media success. Please find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ideagirlmedia. My name is Carrie, and I cannot wait to hear from you. Take care.